Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Election Day, featuring Shane, Amar, and Drew. And we recorded this on Election Day, so we do get into some political discussion, but we bring it back to domains and we talk about which candidate do the Sherpas feel will be better for domains. Then we play the domain game featuring inform.ai, buzzard.com, and myanxiety.com. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including healthytravel.com, redcastle.com, beyondtoday.com, and shano.com. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality and the transcripts as well. So check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode where you can vote for Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples, and so we can learn strategies and tactics, yada, 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 to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. It's the same spiel every time on Domain Sherpa Review, but that's because we bring the heat every single episode. These are the experts, the best in the biz. There are four segments to Domain Sherpa Review. We've got the grand opening. It's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things, drop some AKAs and all that good stuff. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score. And eventually, someday, somehow, some way, we'll get some swag to the winner. Although I did holler at my merch guy, so we actually do have some merch in the mix. So yep, we right now we're representing, you know, some gen 1 gen 2, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. And then for those who aren't watching the show, Shane and I are both flexing our swag. And then we got the NameJet in the Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet, where we'll review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we've got grand closing. Ooh, and Shane went double merch. He's a double merch ape today.
I know who pays the bills around here. Like,
he's got the NameJet in a Jet, the shirt from back in the day. He's got the Domain Sherpa hoodie. It's all going down today on the show. And it is election day, so it is going to get weird out there in the real world. So, you know, keep your head on a swivel. It's crazy. And then last but not least, we got grand closing. That's where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already covered. You know, we may kind of sort of, you know, kind of get into some convo about different stuff. We might actually, we should probably, let me go through the AKAs and then we can talk about what we think, you know, the different candidates, what they might do for domain names. I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting. You know, I think people might want to know what to do. And you know, once somebody is actually crowned king of the US, you know what I'm saying? Or queen. Anyway, let's go ahead and do this on the fucking AKAs. Over to my right, I got my boy Shane Coulter, AKA Sugar Shane, AKA Honey Shane, AKA Mike Rowe, AKA Blame It on the Shane, AKA House of Shane, AKA the culture personality, the culture club, doing it for the culture. aka Enchain in the Membrane, aka Enchain in the Blockchain, aka Domain Chain. Chain. What's up, dude? How are you?
Good. All good. I'm back home, low traveling, roost, setting up a nest again. It's great.
We're nesting out here. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Like a sea turtle.
That list of things you're supposed to do that you never do. You maybe scratch one out of the 10 off and then add 12 more to it. And
oh yeah. No.
On my Remarkable pad, sponsored by Remarkable.
There we go. Shout out to Remarkable.
Everybody needs free Remarkable pads so we can keep our stuff organized.
I like it. It's big to-do list is really just who's, you know, supporting that. You know, they really, what they're doing is using their pads and they're tracking your data.
Yeah.
So then they're like, man.
So just on that note, I was a speaker at a conference. I won't say who the people that invited me were. But let's just say it's a less than democratic regime. And they invited me to come speak to an audience of extremely important people. And they gave me a pimped out version of the Remarkable pad. They gave me like all this gear for there's all room from Remarkable. It was like the pimped out whatever, like custom thing, had my initials on it, the whole thing. And I took that shit. I was like, oh wow, what a dope gift. And then I got home and I'm like, I was literally about to plug it into my computer. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give this somebody else. Because, yeah. I think I want to plug that into my network.
That's probably true, especially if it's blockchain related.
Well, you know, and it is. And when you think about it, it's like that idea of like Facebook, right? If it doesn't cost something to use, you know, then you are the product or your information or your activity.
No such thing. Man, nothing free in this life.
Yeah, ain't no free lunch.
Except the advice we give you here on Domain Sherpa.
It's true. That is true. You know what I'm saying? See, there are such things as, you know.
I mean, there's a price. You have to listen to this bald guy talking for a little while, but in the other one,
dribble. Yeah, there's off the hook. There's a time
pain.
Yeah, you got to listen to bald guys. But other than that,
informally bald guys.
Yeah.
Current bald guys, future bald guys. You know, it's all good.
Past bald guys.
Past bald guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's keep it moving before we go too far off the rails. Below me, we got my boy Mark Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Amarzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Marjay, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte, a.k.a. Hey. Hey. What's up, dog?
How you doing?
A.k.a. Amar Kuba, a.k.a. Don't call me Mark Cuban.
Ooh, Amar. Ooh, okay. We're dropping bars now. By the way, Mark Cuban.
That's a good one, Amar Cuban.
Here's the thing.
By the way, I just want to say it, okay? I was the first person to really rip that piece of shit apart here on this show live. And then the whole world joined me immediately following that show when everybody was like, oh, you're going to be so hard. Then the whole world joined me. Everybody woke up and realized Mark Cuban is a just no good, worthless person. And he's just a worthless human being. He somehow got lucky. He can't be too stupid because he can't make $1 billion, as I said, without, you know, some brains. But that guy got lucky. He's never done anything with it since. He made enough money that he should have made 4, 5, 10 times his money since then in the last 25 years. But all he did was lose money. So
I think he did okay on the Mavericks. I think he did 4X or 5X.
Yeah, that's fine. But so did everybody. Anybody that owned a franchise, he would have made more money if he wasn't Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, you know, Drew versus Mark Cuban. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it. But it's kind of funny how he was a surrogate for the Democratic, you know, party. And he was like all over the place. Then he said that comment about like, oh man, Trump has no strong, independent, smart women around him or whatever. And then they immediately put him on ice after that.
Which, by the way, only a homosexual man would ever say, by the way.
Oof. Okay. Okay. Great.
God, there's so much editing.
so much, Billy.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
I'm not saying anything negative about homosexuals, except that you got Mark Cuban in your camp. But like, I mean, if it wasn't clear before, it's clear now.
Mark Rubin.
That's the camp he's in.
Hey, look, man, you know, and I don't know. I don't know where we go from here.
My microphone starts turning purple when I get nervous.
All I want to say is, Mark Cuban, you suck. You just suck. You suck so bad in so many ways. You just suck. You should have stayed out of it. You got no business.
It's purple.
But yeah, the more you talk, the more people find out who you are.
I know.
Just and like me.
I was just saying, there you are talking. No, it's all love. It's all good. Look, hey, we all, you know.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. I hope you've learned a lot.
This was a lot of fun. This was a great run.
Yeah, this is a great run. Nobody's lost any money.
I don't know. Normally, I'd be like, shout out to Mark Cuban, but you really kind of buried him.
No. The whole point was just to put nails in that coffin. That coffin was already closed. Invite
to him for next week's show. Let me just click not send.
I still give credit where I feel like credit is due, and he did well, and he was very much in the mix. It's just interesting to me how, you know, it seemed like he just went from being like a key surrogate talking on all these talk shows and, you know, all these appearances to just that's it. He's in a meat locker right now. You know what I'm saying? Like in the good fellas.
Because you have all these half-wits that are like, we need a billionaire to support Kamala because Trump's got Elon. And some idiot was like, let's make it Cuban. Like, I don't know. That was a poor strategy right there.
They already got Gates, don't they? So,
well, is he really out there, though?
Nobody's like, yay, Bill Gates is the YT. You know what I mean? Like, I think that ship has sailed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the Epstein video comes up automatically.
Yeah. Although they did accept an endorsement from Cheney. Dick Cheney.
I guess we're just going to make this a political show. But hey, it's not like Trump and Epstein.
It's election day.
Ones, you know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, we are recording this on November 5th, election day. Remember the 5th of November.
And but it's not like Trump and Epstein weren't boys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm pretty sure. I've seen the flight logs.
I don't even actually like Trump. I actually think Trump's a douche, but.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's now just, we're just, this. We have no friends.
Not like we are on the island.
We're telling everybody to bounce. We're like,
no, but it's just, whatever. I wasn't even trying to show my support for anybody in this particular thing. I was just trying to show my disapproval of Mark Cuban because he sucks so bad.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. We know where
you brought it up.
I don't know how it came up, man. All I know is now it's election day. We're bored.
But I'm going to tie that shit back to domain names. Mark Cuban bought democracy.com. And then this guy's so stupid, he didn't even have the sense to use it.
Yeah, what is it? Is it just like a park page or what is it doing? What's happening?
Probably got a dick pic on it.
Guys, you know,
this mic just turned purple. Billy, sickbank.com.
Yeah, like what is that?
And it doesn't result.
Sick bank. Play the best of.
You know what a sick bank is?
No.
A sick bank is when the government. It's so funny that he would even forward it to that. And it's so funny that he owns that. And it's so funny that he's even, that he's a Democrat. Like, but anyways, a sick bank is when the government comes in and bails out a bunch of banks and there's all these toxic assets like underwater mortgages, as one example, right? So in the 2008 financial, this all got invented in 2008, by the way. So you had, I forget which bank they stuffed all this crap into, but they take all these toxic assets that are underwater and instead of writing them off, they basically stuff them into a sick bank where that bank is just like being held up by the government, even though its balance sheet is completely underwater. So it's stuffing all the toxic assets into one place. It's like, all right, you know, this bank we took over, this bank we took over, bup, 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 bup. All these banks are
it's the landfill of banks.
That's exactly what it is. It's a bank landfill. Sometimes those assets, you know, come out of the same.
Sometimes
bank,
you find a computer with a Bitcoin in it, but most of the time.
All right. So, hey, look, this was the topic I was going to.
Hold on, bro. I thought a sick bank was just like a really sweet bank. And like, bro, bank is sick, bro.
That's a sick bank, bro. My bank is sick.
That's what Mark Cuban thought.
I don't even know. I know that our bank just charged us like $600 as an analysis fee. You know, it was like just doing like,
what
us
did
a
you
solid.
Analyze? Thanks, what did y'all analyze?
That was good. Appreciate that.
Could y'all send me the fucking memo on the analysis?
Should ask for the report.
Like, yeah, can I get the report?
which is just, you know, obviously some bullshit. But all right, well, real quick then. So we've got the two candidates. Do you think one candidate is better than the other for domain names in the event that they win?
I don't know. The God's honest truth is that I think both of the candidates are not. I don't know. I think Trump is probably better for domain names purely because he's pro free speech and probably I don't actually put a lot of stock in this, but probably is better for business expansion.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people feel like, look, you know, from a digital asset standpoint, from a crypto standpoint, that Trump wins, he's going to be much more supportive of the crypto industry.
I have a little bit, you know, so I actually have a little bit of a counter philosophy on this. I actually think that, I think that's right. I think Trump is better for crypto, but I actually think Kamala Harris is better for Bitcoin. And the reason I think that is that I think Trump will take the gloves off the SEC or take the gloves off on the SEC. And so you'll have a lot less, let's say, attacking and regulation on the broader crypto ecosystem. And that will allow shitcoining to thrive. And there'll be more shitcoins and more fraud. And that will dilute the Bitcoin price, like we saw in the last cycle. And you know, it might be counterintuitive, but a continuation of the current SEC regime and regulatory regime, even though that is piss poor and I don't agree with it, I think it's a terrible approach, but it is much more heavy-handed on the broader crypto ecosystem and less so. You know, obviously they've designated Bitcoin a commodity already, and so that basically is, you know, off to the races. We've got our ATF, we've even got futures, so I don't really we got spot futures. So I don't think Kamala Harris can do much to hurt Bitcoin. I think there's enough bipartisan support that she couldn't do anything that would be really meaningful to hurt Bitcoin. Anything's possible, but I don't foresee that. But I do think that, let's say her administration or continuation of the current administration's SEC policies will keep the shitcoining in check. And that allows, let's say, more accurate price discovery in Bitcoin, I would think. I know that's counterintuitive because, Trump is all pro-crypto, pro-Bitcoin, but Trump is pro-crypto. And I'm not even sure Trump actually knows what crypto is, but
he releases his own coin. That's what he wants.
Basically says he wants all the Bitcoin to be made in America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so that's cool. I'm down. You know what I mean? Let's bring mining back. You know, let's get mining in America. But like, I don't. You know, the dude just launched his own shitcoin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a harbinger of like. Yeah. I lost a lot of respect. It's like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, yo, I'm pro Bitcoin. Da da da. Yo, buy my shitcoin. It's like, ugh, talk about a rug pull. So, I don't know. I'm like, I think that, I think Trump is definitely better for the overall ecosystem, business ecosystem. But yeah, I actually think that Harris is probably better for Bitcoin, you know,
I think that makes sense. Shane, Amar, thoughts?
My feeling is on domain names, and this is a high level view, of course, but in general, Republicans tend to give it to the businesses and give tax breaks and let them build businesses to help people, and Democrats give it to the people and let them do with it. So if you look at it from that broad spectrum, I think you'd see more lower end domain names. People with money might be doing their own thing, buying some small domain names, starting small businesses, and buying lower end. And if the Republican side, maybe businesses have a little more cash to spend for higher end domain names to expand in that direction. So from that high level view, that's how I would look at it. Probably more domains being sold if it Democrats elected, but smaller values, higher end if Republican. So that's kind of how I viewed it. Either way, we move forward, right? Like, domains are the doorway, but you need the doorway to start whatever you're doing. So it really doesn't matter. As long as we wake up tomorrow and the sun rises, we'll be fine.
The God's honest truth is that what matters the most for the domain market is just spending. Yeah. Unfortunately, the United States government at this moment in time, over the last quarter, I believe the United States government represents over 70% of all U.S. spending. So consumer spending, business spending, and government spending, I think the United States government represented over 70% of all spending. And so when the government turns on, the printing press, and they're making the money print to go burr, that is literally what makes the domain market heat up. That's what makes the stock market heat up. That's what makes the gold market heat up. That's what makes the Bitcoin market heat up. And so we can all sit around and, you know, circle jerk about, you know, one policy or this policy. But the truth is, none of it really matters at the macro level. And the one singular thing that really drives the market is government spending or government overspending. And unfortunately, both parties are going to spend like drunken sailors. So neither party is fiscally conservative. Darn. And so I think it's going to be, you know, look, the risk on might be allocated to different areas depending on who wins, but asset prices are likely to go up with either one just because the value of your money is going to go down with either one.
I'll give you the Shane indicator, and I've used it for 20 years and it always works. Gasoline prices. It's a tax on society that you don't get to choose. And so every time things are delivered, it's dependent on gas prices. When they got up to $5 to move product became ridiculous. To move product from overseas became ridiculous. The average consumer had to spend more money on gas that they didn't get to put in there. That adds up. When gas is around $3 or less, $3.50 and less, things hum along. When it starts getting $4 and $5, things start to change. And that really is way more impactful than people think, because it is a tax. We have to have gasoline. Yeah, maybe we're going electric, maybe. But in general, people have to buy petroleum and gas products to go to work. And when they have to pay more, it just comes straight out of the pocket and less to spend. And same with shipping. Stuff comes from coast to coast. And every time it goes up, you know, trucks get 2 miles to the gallon. So when it goes up, it really adds up to diesel prices. So
yeah,
that's my indicator. It's been pretty accurate.
How you doing, man?
Just listening.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't think either whoever wins, I don't think they have a direct impact. I mean, like the guys are saying, I don't think there's any direct impact on domains. I think whatever impact is indirect, as a result of other policies and other economic factors, right? So, and I think you can, I think domains can go, can have a positive result on either a strong economy or in a recession, because in a recession is when people get laid off and then they start their own businesses, right? And there's a lot more entrepreneurship. A lot more companies start either in a recession or coming out of a recession. So
yeah, especially these days when you go into a recession or even starts to smell like a recession, they start sending checks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. But also that's when people do get laid off, right? And then when you get laid off is when you think, okay, well, might as well, you know, start that side hustle now and let's see what happens.
Don't chase an unworthy dream. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. So, but I mean, again, it's everybody needs domains. And so I feel like it's a, you know, it's going to be good regardless.
Yeah. And I think
on timing.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it moving on domains. We'll jump into the domain game here. And I'll just say my sort of moderator, you know, whatever thing I do, which is, you know, doesn't matter what side of the political fence you're on, you know what I'm saying? Be excellent to each other out there. It's going to get a little crazy these next, you know, 48 hours and then some. It'll be, depending on how close this election is, like shit's going to get kind of wild, you know? So just be safe out there and try to be nice to one another. Even if you're on, just because you might disagree with somebody politically doesn't necessarily mean you have to like hate them personally. And I think we're pretty divided. We're like the divided states of America at this point, which is,
we need a common enemy. That's what always that's what always brings us back, right?
I'm saying,
yeah, like, be careful what you wish for, dog.
No. I know exactly how that works. I know you're exactly right.
We need an alien attack up in this piece, but like some soft ass aliens that like
Project
like,
Blue Book about to make an appearance.
Yeah,
I think it's but we need some soft aliens, you know, that show up like, and it turns out that they're like. Water, you know what I'm saying? They're sensitive to water. You know, they hop
and they only attack people in hospice, so we were going to lose them anyway.
Oh man,
hospice people taste better.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Let's get
all right.
What do you think? Let's talk a little bit about what the Sherbas recently bought. Let's get the leaderboard up and running, and let's get it popping. Shane, what do you got? You got a name that you've recently bought? Sold?
Everything I bought is nobody's gonna love. I've been buying lots of names, but they're all like the 300 or 400. So I'm gonna use some names that sold recently, and if you know, let me know because I got a couple behind it, but a couple interesting ones that sold. So I'll go with Inform.ai. Do you guys know? Have you seen anything about that? Inform.ai. It's trendy. It's a good word. One word.
Inform.
Inform. Inform.ai. No looking, Drew.
Informer.
I like
that Inform. That was a white reggae guy named Snow.
Snow.
Fucking Snow. They're like, yo, we're just going to call it.
Aniki Boom Boom here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Down.
Inform.
Aniki Boom Boom.
Like, we're gonna and then when he started rapping, we all just went like, dibba 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 dibba.
Like, we were going to call him white, but, you know, we just decided to go Snow.
All right.
All right, here we go.
This is not a sale.
Informer sold yesterday. This is just Inform.
Did Informer also sell?
That was yesterday. That was in the auction yesterday. This is different. So that's why I brought it up.
All right. Cool.
Inform.
All right. Inform is good. It's good to be informed out here in this age of mis and disinformation. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. All right. So we got a pretty good spread. So Drew's at $7,555. I'm at $20,000. And Amara's at $39,888.
That was a close, that's a big split, but it was right in the middle. But Amar wins 30 grand at Cito.
Yeah. Man, 30. I had to do the math real fast. Public math.
I was thinking it was the wholesale.
It was Cito. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably in the middle, maybe. But it wasn't
I think that's that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like to me, 30,000.
It was usually wholesale and Andy Booth.
Yeah.
Shout out to Andy.
And that could be purchased by Andy. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
He would pay that for that. Like Andy would pay 30 grand for that. No problem.
I feel like that's a lot for a wholesale price of that name. I feel like that to me feels a little closer to end user pricing, but
I don't know. I think that's a good end user price, honestly, based on what sells, not a lot sells, but
yeah. Is it a little bit like, could you see that going for 50,000 to some company, but I mean, should that name be sold to an end user for 100 or 200,000?
I didn't see what Informer went. Did anybody see? I guess we could look, but that was yesterday. I don't know what that went for. Informer.
What is that? Is that like the registry auction?
That was a registry auction yesterday. Yeah.
I don't even pay attention anymore.
They go for a lot. They had a little problem with people not paying, but even with people paying, it's always surprising what things go for. And the auctions would, one bid would boost it an hour. So you would celebrate a birthday during the auction half the time. Like,
Jesus,
you
know, that's like crazy.
I had shaved when the auction started.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, they're going to go way up when people are not paying the actual bill. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit, we can just bid whatever we want.
Yeah, that's so when they sell the property at the auction. At
that
the
number was, you know. Informer, I'm sure, was less, obviously, being, you know, going through more of the wholesale channel of the registry auction. And I think it's, you know, I mean, I would think Inform would be a much better domain than Informer, but I don't know.
I'm going to look.
By a lot.
Well, you've got like website Informer, which is a big, it's a big website.
Oops.
Did you pick that up, Shane? In a registry auction previously?
No. So that wasn't my name. That was just one that sold at Cito that I got a message this morning. Informer sold for $1,100 yesterday or Monday or whatever. What's today? Wednesday. Yeah.
Informer. Tuesday.
Yeah. So Informer sold for $1,100.
Yeah. So that's a lot. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
And that's not a bad price, right? Informer.ai, that's $1,100. I'd pay that.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's lighter than I would have expected. I would have
thought this auction was cheaper than...
that's because there wasn't a lot in it, right?
There weren't as many good names, and they seem to be going for less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can't imagine. Who would have thought that the price of AI would go down?
Quit it. You're about to make the market go up again, Drew.
Nobody predicted that. Nobody. Who could have possibly have seen that?
I think Identity Digital doesn't feel the same.
Listen, this is where I've made this mistake, okay? I made this mistake in the first round of new GTLDs where I looked at it as a domain investor and I thought, oh, new GTLDs, what a piece of shit. Why would I want to own a new GTLD? And no, you don't want to be an investor into the actual domain names themselves. But owning a registry is, especially a good registry that actually has any organic demand, is like the best business in the world. So, like, literally might be the best business that exists in the world. And so, you know, for Identity Digital to pick up .ai, like, good on them. Hell yeah. Like, shit, wish I could have gotten that, right? You know, pick up any extension that's got demand. Like, that's great. Yeah, for them, it's gravy because... they've got the back-end infrastructure already, so it doesn't matter if a new domain extension has 500 domains registered. It's just it's all gravy. It's all margin. So for the most part. So I don't know. I think that's an amazing move by Identity Digital. I just don't want to be I don't want to be a domain investor who's got, you know, 5,000.ai domains in my portfolio, you know, renewing at $100 and whatever a year. Like, you know.
But would you hold 10 really good ones at a fair, you know, if you got them at a fair price earlier?
Yeah, I am holding 10 or 20 really good ones that I got at fair prices.
There you go. So it really comes down to the same thing. We're looking for good names at fair prices, regardless of the extension.
That's it. I will say, though, like the .nyc price increase that just happened, they're increasing their renewal prices, bless you, Amar, by 25%, right? So, you know.
Why are they doing that? Well, because they can't get an organic registration base big enough to create, you know, a sufficient revenue rate. And so they got to go with what the ones that got, hope that they're sticky, and then increase the price. And if y'all think you in a domain that's not going to do that, you're tripping. They're trying to do that on .com. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't would let them, Verisign would take .com and make that shit $500 a year. So I don't know. I just more and more, I think, you know, if you're actually paying attention, look, I think y'all, everybody should go back and listen to the episode with Yanni and listen to what he said. He might have said it after we stopped filming. But he said,
everyone needs to go back and listen to this shit that you can't listen to. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase. Well,
no, what? I don't know if it was on camera or if it was out.
I think it was after. I think it was after. But the after on that one.
He said,
really,
you know, he said, look, I bet you that there's actually probably like 10 domain investors who actually are running a profitable domain portfolio if you take into account opportunity cost of just taking the capital and putting it into Bitcoin. And so if you say, did I, which if you think that is an appropriate analysis, right? If you are a stock market investor, even an amateur, even a passive investor in the stock market, you have a benchmark. That benchmark is an index fund, an S&P 500 index fund, or a NASDAQ index fund, or a whatever index you want to pick. Okay. Can you outperform that index? Can you just outperform the S&P 500? That's basically your benchmark. Can you outperform the S&P 500? I think, what is it, Shane? 8.5 average return over the last 20, 30 years, 50 years?
Doubling your money every 5 to 6 years on average, right? Like,
yeah. And so if you are investing into the stock market and you're not outperforming the S&P 500, then you are stupid. You should just stop investing and just put your money into an index fund. And that's what Warren Buffett tells you to do. It's what he's been telling you to do for 40 years. Just stop trying to pick stocks and just put it into the S&P 500, right? And it is the same thing here. It's like, okay, we all love domains. I love domains. But if you are out here and you think you're clever and you're picking names, you all want to go for this new domain extension because I'm going to be there for it. Okay. I want to take an honest look at your portfolio and measure the returns over the last 4 years against Bitcoin. If you had just taken whatever it is you invested into your domains and you had just put it into Bitcoin and then literally set it, forget it, played with your kids, went for a jog, went swimming, hung out at the beach and drank margaritas, I don't care what you did. But as long as you didn't do anything else except put that money in Bitcoin, did you outperform? Because I bet Yanni's right, and I bet 95% of the people, 98% of the people in the domain industry didn't outperform Bitcoin over the last 4 years. And
I think it would be rare to outperform Bitcoin in any other, you know, business, Drew.
Well, we did the math. So we generate about a 70 something percent return on our capital. So we took our total amount of money invested into our domain portfolio as it is today, and we divided that by our average profit that we've generated over the last 4 years, and we have I don't remember exactly the number, but it was slightly more. I want to say it was like 74% return on capital. So of the total amount of money we've invested, we generate 74% annual return. And that beats Bitcoin by, you know, I think Bitcoin is like a 48% annual return. So we're outperforming Bitcoin. You know, and
without the risk,
compounding. Yeah, we're compounding the shit out of that because we're outperforming Bitcoin and basically taking all our profits and putting them into Bitcoin. So, yeah.
Shane's mic went purple on that one. It was feeling it.
I look at it all the time, but there's some checks that I go. So I started in 2008 with 10 grand. So every domain you see, every discussion we had comes from 10 grand. So I know I beat the stock market. I know I beat Bitcoin. I know it because I can just look at my assets and know. But you could say, could I have stopped at some point instead of reinvesting and put this money into other things? So you can get, you know, again, you can beat the data into anything you want it to say.
Well,
so,
and sometimes it's just by expanding the time, right? Like, hey, how far back you want to go? How far ahead we want to go, you know, with different modeling or whatever, or how you're looking at stuff, you know? And I think it's interesting, but you even have to look at Bitcoin compared to like S&P, right? Because it's like, okay, I'm heavy in Bitcoin. Should I just be in an S&P fund? And, you know, it's all those kinds of things you're trying to make in, you know, and really the best approach is to diversify to some degree so that you have exposure to, you know, some key things. For me, it's, you know, my money's pretty, you know, I've got some domains, I've got money in the markets, I've got money in crypto, you know, largely almost all of my crypto money is in Bitcoin. You know, but everyone's got
a reality is most people just need to be in mutual funds, right? Like it's, you know, mutual funds that just sit it and forget it. They don't need to be messing it. They don't need to be buying the market. They don't need to take it out. If their person doesn't win their election, you just leave it. Like when people try and play the market, like 2008 was a perfect example. You won huge if you kept it through that crash. Because if your dollar cost averaging your paycheck at 11%, you're buying really cheap stocks when everything crashed. Sure, you lost it before, but as long as you weren't 72 when it happened and stopped putting in money, it's just the best thing you can do in almost anything is nothing. That's the honest.
Well, but it takes a lot of balls to be buying in 2008 to be buying stocks.
No, but if you're 11% of your paycheck, like the average, you know, that's what you can put from your paycheck into your IRA. You just keep doing it. You don't really choose. You don't turn it on or off. It's just 11%. And that's the majority of America. I don't want to say 11%, but the majority of America that works for a company takes it out, puts an IRA, and just keeps it. The people that stop it and try and time it for the market always miss, right? It's just better to just dollar cost average, even on Bitcoin, right? Like if somebody said Bitcoin, I wouldn't tell them to go buy $20,000 in Bitcoin. I just tell them to keep putting it in and just dollar cost average, buy the highs and lows. Don't try and time it. Just keep putting money into it and get a savings go. So that's always been my financial, is just dollar cost average your savings and domains, right? Just keep adding domains, sell some domains, replace your domains.
What do you think? I'm not trying to shit on Andy. I love Andy, but Andy wanted to make himself the face of .AI and preaching .AI was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I'm going to shit on him a little bit. But I do love you, Andy. I have no beef. I love you.
I just talked to him for an hour and a half yesterday.
You made an amazing contribution to the domain name industry, but you probably should have stopped, right? And then at some point, you know what I'm saying? Like if Andy, for example, 2 years ago had taken all of the money that he's made, which was substantial, and he had put it into Bitcoin and then just done nothing and then not decided to start an AI company that nobody really knows what that AI company does and buy tons of .AI domain names at end user prices, claiming he's an end user and, you know, whatever. Like, okay. It's like, you know, what Jay-Z say about OJ? He's like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. Like, and so, you know, Andy will be a lot richer than he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. I got, you know, listen, God bless Andy. I hope you sell one of those .AI domains for a hell of a lot of money. I just don't think you will. But I think it's a, look, it's fine. It's fine. Like, is he really though? Is he really? Like, just because, oh, he makes a big sale. He would have to sell one of these .AI domains for like $10 million for it to in any way justify allocating all of his capital to .AI domains instead of just putting it in Bitcoin.
Hey, you know what? I give anybody kudos for trying. Like, again, it didn't work if you think it doesn't work, but we got wealthy doing things that people didn't think were smart.
There's nothing wrong with taking risk, right? And big shout out to Andy, and I think they've done very well. Yeah. Drew thinks that they could have done better with a different strategy. That's his right.
That's all my point. My whole point is it's not about Andy. I'm not trying to shit on Andy. Yeah. I'm using him to highlight the fact that it's, I think, critical.
Using him as a cautionary tale for anybody
that all of
who's
us
still listening after we got canceled for talking about election stuff for the first 30 minutes.
Look at yourself honestly. Look at your portfolio. and ask yourself, am I making the best use of my capital?
Yeah.
Because whether you like it or not, your job is a capital allocator. If you're investing in domain names, you're allocating capital to domain names. And the domains you choose to allocate to matter. And so are you making good decisions? Are you allocating your capital wisely? Are you generating a return on your Bitcoin, on your domain names that is close to or better than Bitcoin? Or if not, would you be better off just putting all or some of that capital into Bitcoin? Maybe you hate
he
Bitcoin.
Does. You know, fine. James no and him are Bitcoin maxis, right? You know, they're big Bitcoin people. They got a lot of Bitcoin.
They're shitcoin people.
No, listen, no, that's not true at all.
Listen,
I promise you, I've seen the. Remember, I work with.
Let's
them.
Just bring them on the show. Let's finish this one with them actually on the show because it'll be easier to have the conversation.
No, that's what I love here. About this industry is like everybody's got a different approach. And honestly, you, Drew, you and the Booth brothers and Braden are probably in my opinion the four people that are doing the top of the game. I mean, there's other people I don't want to not include, but as far as the people I talk to regularly, I enjoy watching all four of you because you have different approaches and you're all crushing it. You're all selling great domains. You're finding great domains. You know, we all talk privately. We saw some of the names they're finding today and they're paying up, right? You saw the one we talked about today and you saw the price they paid and we thought, shit, that's six figures, almost mid six figures for some things. And that's an investor price. That's ballsy, right? That's ballsy.
Yeah.
But kudos.
No, listen, I literally nothing but respect for both Andy and James. I think that I shit on Andy for two reasons and two reasons only. and it's just, it literally is out of love and respect, but it makes me sad that I consider him to be the single greatest domain name
finder, locator.
I don't know. Tree shaker. He's the number one domain tree. No, he's the number one domain tree shaker in the world, hands down.
The Booth family.
Yeah. Actually, we should probably actually give all the credit to the mom. I'm not even sure James and Andy are really good at anything except getting their mom, to do all their work for them and then paying her pennies on the dollar.
Their mom is the biggest kept secret in the domain industry. She is Hunter. She's a hunter.
Yeah. I emailed her like, yo, your sons aren't treating you well. You want to come over here? I'll pay you double whatever they're paying
your sons aren't treating you well. Why are you making that jump? That's a crazy assumption. First of all, that's crazy.
I'm just playing.
Big shout out to Andy, James, and the mom, the whole Booth family.
Big shout out to Mama Booth.
Mama Booth.
She is the rock star, though. Like, that's who we need to get on the show.
She kept, kept them boys
yesterday, too. Yeah.
She kept them boys hungry.
Yeah.
All right. Look, let's continue talking about domains.
Legit.
Though.
I said it when we brought Andy on. I think he legitimately is the best domain finder in the world, going out there, shaking the tree, and somehow finding the apples that nobody else saw on the tree. And it saddens me that he stopped the thing that I think he was the best in the world at and went into a bunch of, garbage.
He talks about it like the way we talk about AI and shit. You know, like athletes, like, oh man, he was so good in his prime. And then
went to play
baseball. What a mistake. You know what I'm
saying? Exactly. Like, it's like Michael Jordan's like leaving in his prime to go play baseball. It's like, what are you doing, you idiot?
But I like he's an archaeologist. He's Indie Andy Jones. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come up with, like, there's something there. I'm gonna think about that. Andy Jones. Anyway, all right. Well, let's keep it moving. Because we're in the middle of the domain game. We made it through one name. We're covering all sorts of ground. I do love it, though. It's all good. But Drew, do you have a name that you bought or sold recently to throw into the mix? Currently, Amar is leading with 1 point and 4 words said all show. You got 1 point and and two contributions.
All right. We're going to go with a purchase. Buzzard.com.
Oh. I didn't know.
I was hoping you'd reveal this.
Bro. Buzzard.com. All right, I get to be in on this one. I didn't even know we bought this one. Yeah. Buzzard.com.
Man, you don't pay attention, JT. Get on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm out of the loop on this one.
I haven't checed emails all week.
I haven't had it. Hey,
he was too busy riding Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain, baby. That's how we do it. Disney for Halloween.
Whatever.
Mickey's not so scary. No, I'm just fine. All right.
He got confused. He thought it was Brokeback Mountain. He kept coming back for more.
My computer's turning. And my microphone's turning.
Come on,
purple.
Bro. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Here we go. Buzzard.com. Ready? Flip it. All right. Ooh, okay. All right.
Whoa. You're all over the place.
Yeah. So I'm at 12,500. Amar's at 22,000. And Shane's at 80,000. Shane's at 80,000.
Love Buzzard.
Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong. But Amar takes it. Amar gets it.
Oh.
But y'all wrong.
The
price was $42,000.
Good price.
So, yeah, well, let's talk about it, because I was I thought about
y'all tripping. Like, Shane's the only one that's on point here. I mean, I think I got a good price. You can't get a singular animal name. Doesn't exist. You can't get them. Never mind at a sub six-figure price.
That's fair, but the comment of, like, Shane's the only one who's got this shit together, although Amar's the one who got the point. What are you talking about? Amar actually had the closest number. What are you talking about? He's just like, but Shane validated how much.
Just because you're a winner doesn't mean you're a champion.
He knows that I got a good deal on it, even though Amar guessed what I actually bought it for. But Shane's my motherfucking guy.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying? It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like if you're at the poker table, you know what I mean? If somebody gets lucky and plays they make a bad call, but they get lucky and win the hand. But, you know, the smart player, you know, played the right cards. Right. Made the right calls, but he lost the hand.
No, I'm dumb. I'm just lucky.
Well, I was way under. You know, I guess that's a thing for me.
Dumb and lucky is the best way to be in life.
You know, but here's where I'm at. I hear you about looking at it based on like a category, and that a oneword.com animal domain, you know, is if that was in a like a class of assets, it'd be trading at 50K or more, or whatever it might be, right? I guess for me, and you know, I well undershot it, obviously, so I wasn't paying attention. But to me, it's a negative word. What's the commercial use of Buzzard, right? How does that like work from like? So what are you going to price it at? And you know, what's your
why is Buzzard a negative word for you?
Buzzard is like not an animal. That's like it's not a pet. It's not a positive kind of animal. It's like a buzzard. It's like that's like in the desert.
It's a bird of prey, man. It's a bird of prey.
Yeah, but it's like a
buzzard,
bird, man. That shit's like, you know what I'm saying? They hang around dead carcasses. They feed on dead carcasses, man.
I think it's from the cartoons we growing up.
I was going to say, everybody's picturing that same bird, that same kind of with the sulky shoulders and the, yeah.
No, but that's the other one. That's the,
Here's how I look at it. The number one.
What's the one that eats all the dead animals?
Buzzard. No. No.
Bro?
Vultures.
Vulture.
You're thinking of a vulture, not a buzzard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In different. My mind, though, look, but the buzzard with the red face is an ugly bird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, but
that nobody's
is
like,
the,
oh.
But red face is a vulture, no?
Oh, maybe that's a turkey vulture. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, turkey vultures are mean.
You know, yeah, maybe that's part of, like, because I'm looking at images of buzzards and they actually look pretty cool, but I've never known.
Look, buzzard is a species of hawk.
Yeah, but I've never known anybody to be hype on buzzards, like on some, like, yo, I got a pet buzzard. Shit is dope. Like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got a hawk. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, oh, I got a falcon. Let's fucking vibe out. But like, yo, I got a buzzard. Everyone's like, yo, leave him at home. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, it's got buzz in the world. Word. How could you not like it?
No, yeah. That's cool too. I feel you.
So, Drew, what my reasoning was more about what do I think the end user price can be on that, right? So, mm-hmm. I was just thinking I always work backwards from that, right? What do I think is an end user price for the name? And then, okay, so what's it worth for me to invest in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think you probably have a higher end user price in mind than I would, right? So, and you're more in touch with that market than I would be. So, you know, obviously, you think it's a 500K name?
Yeah, I think it's a 500K. I probably sell it for less than that, and I'd probably price it a little higher than that.
Yeah, it is. It's the turkey vulture that has that red face. That's an ugly ass bird. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Buzzards are actually pretty cool, but I didn't know that.
It's
right?
Like a hawk. It's literally a hawk. I mean,
buzzards are about to have a moment. I think we're about to. There's a buzzards.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Buzzards are about to get turned up.
Yeah, it does look like a hawk.
Yo, yeah, I'm totally
it looks like a hawk because it's a hawk. It's a type of hawk.
Information asymmetry. He knows what a buzzard is, and people will fill that gap.
Yeah, right now I'm in a Mandela effect with a bunch of turkey vultures thinking I'm chilling with some buzzards, and they're like, nah, you're in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? Like, but in my mind, I'm like, that's a buzzard. It's that, you know, like you said, buzzards flying around.
Look, you got Big Ed's Buzzard Barbecue in Los Angeles. Fast growing, rapidly growing casual dining experience with attention paid to the quality of food. You know what I'm saying? They're going to step right up for Buzzard.
Buzzards need a better PR. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Let's go, Big Ed. Yeah, Big Ed is going to bring it.
I'm getting Buzzards. Right, I'm getting buzzard.org and I'm going to raise the.
Because right now, Buzzards they're underappreciated, you know, at least over in this corner of the Sherpa show.
Yeah.
And
you got Buzzards Bay, you got I think Buzzard is a great
pomegranate people. Let's get it rebranded.
Dude, I'm saying, like, this is what buzzards need. They need better people, you know. Right now they're just, that's what it is. Buzzards gotta like get out there, they gotta hire somebody.
Buzzards, I'm here for you.
Use the narrative.
We on the come up. I am your come up.
That'd be you should just put a landing page that says, like, all it is it's got buzzard.com and it just says, no, you're thinking vulture.
Yeah. Or you can perpetuate. Well, now you want it to is your investment. You can't.
For vulture, click here. It'll go to Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. That ties it together, kind of. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, great. Amar's got 2 points. So, let's name another name for the domain game. I don't know what the title of this episode. It's either going to be Election Day or Catch a Buzzard.
Yeah.
You're have to...
No, buzzards are turned that.
Yeah.
Turn up for the buzzards. Let's go. I like it though. I'm serious. They just need better messaging right now. They just got to get out, you know, and let people know what their deal is. Right. I'm saying this, okay, I'm kind of in. I'm in on buzzards.
Reputation down, but them buzzards turn up.
Buzzards turned up. Oh, man. Good stuff. All right. So what do you got, Amar? You got a name, even though you pretty much already won. But
right. I just actually had a sale this morning. I was about to talk some shit about Afternic, and because I haven't had a sale since. Or actually, I had one sale on the first day that I quote unquote migrated off of Dan.
Oh, you got? Oh, did you get suckered into the
boost?
No.
So that's what I thought. I'm like, well, because I turned off boost, so I'm like, oh, okay. That's you know, they're punishing me for that, and but I'm not paying another 5% for what I should be already entitled to.
It's ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid. But anyway, so I hadn't had any sales, whereas with Dan, I was pretty regular. And but this morning, a small sale came in, but still, I was actually shocked. I read your post yesterday, I think, Shane, or 2 days ago about, you know, about you really need to manage the portfolio. And everybody knows that knows me. Knows I'm lazy. So the reason I like Dan was it was just easy, right? It was so easy to manage on there, and I didn't have to, and I just didn't want to do anything, right?
Yeah.
But with Afternic, it's a, you know, it's not easy to manage. At least for me, I'm not used to it. You don't get the same kind of transparency. And no sales. And then this morning, a small sale came in, so we can talk about that one.
I texted him and said you hadn't had any sales, so they said they give you a weekend boost.
Dude, exactly. No, but literally it came in this morning when I was getting ready to say no sales on After Nick. I got to do something.
So what's the name?
So the name is, and it's actually perfect for today. I think it's election driven. Myanxiety.com.
You know, you're not lying.
Right? I feel like it's election driven.
Myanxiety.com. All right. I got you.
Well, when you said it's not much, now I have to figure out what's not a big sale means to you.
All right.
Yeah, now I don't know. Okay. I'm going to do what I did with Drew and just boost his ego and give it high.
That's, you know, at some point, that just needs to be the approach.
That's all right, let's go. I just go really hot for everybody.
All right. So we've got, I'm 75.
No. It's supposed to be 12,995. Sorry.
All right. So Shane's at 12,995 and Drew's 14,895.
I'm not losing it that much.
I feel much better about myself now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, where's Drew?
Drew was 14,895.
Yeah.
JT gets it. It was 9,900.
All right. I get a point. Doesn't help. You already won.
I thought I was even low. I thought, you know, I should be 15-25.
Yeah. That's, I've had that name since 2012, I think. And
wow.
It's been sitting on a bin forever. So,
yeah,
you know, that's why I'm actually curious to see who bought it. I thought it was a perfect name for like a drug company or for an
amazing app. Name. I mean, anxiety is like, it's like 80% of the population is suffering with anxiety. Right. Myanxiety.com seems like, I like that name a lot.
I love it.
The great name.
Disease out there, if you want to call it.
You said it was a small sale. So I just figured it was a bin price. And it was either a question of, did you have it $7,500? Or did you have had it at 99999?
Mine was 9 to 14,995. Like I knew it was in that range.
Yeah. So all right, well, cool. So I got the point, which is great. But you won the domain game already, Amar. So congratulations.
That's two in a row, I think.
Woo! Look at you. Or
three
man.
In a row. I don't know. Maybe three in a row. But
look at you.
Still no merch.
And Amar, do you schedule price increases on your domains? Do you do that?
Well, like I said, I'm lazy, dude. When I increase my prices is when I just kind of like what was nice on Dan is I would sort by recently viewed.
Yeah.
And you can't do that on Afternic. You can
just
do
it by tell your rep to raise everything by 5%. Just have them do it.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm lazy, but also a control freak. So I want to see. You like I should. It's how hard is it to be able to see by recently viewed the way Dan had it? I mean, they already had it. It's not rocket science, but you know. So I have been pretty underwhelmed since in the last month since I migrated over, and so we'll see how that goes.
Paul Nix. I met with Paul Nix on a personal level, and I do think that they're going to bring over some positive things for domain investors, right? Like tools and things. And I think it's for the first, I shouldn't say for the first time, but I do think if you bring that information to him of things you'd like to see and enough people do it, I think we'll see some of that in there. I really do. I know Darpan's done a great job over at Adam with that same kind of thing, right? There are things that we just say, hey, I wish this could happen or this. And eventually.
Yeah, but Adam's a lot more nimble.
I agree.
And unfortunately with Afternic or GoDaddy, it just takes a long time.
One's a speedboat and one's I don't want to say the Titanic, but one's a cargo ship.
It's a tugboat. No quick turns.
That's it.
So I don't, but it makes me wonder though. So let's say notwithstanding the sale this morning, does the boost really do something? Like is not having boost kind of like they're throttling you. Right. And
it's a fair question. We talked about boost on the last show. And Braden and Shane both said that they felt that boost was effective, right?
But that's bullshit. Then it should be included for everybody because guess what? That's boosting their bottom line.
Yeah,
but then they can't charge you more commission. They don't give you some extra.
They're playing it like we're going to sell names no matter what. We have a certain amount of demand that comes through the system, and it's a question of: are you going to get the sale, or is somebody else going to get the sale?
Now, out of principle, I'm not going to do it. That's bullshit.
Out of principle, I won't do it either. And out of principle, I also don't believe that it's even true. I think that 80% of domain sales happen to people who already know which domain they want. And so actually Boost is just money down the toilet. Maybe you could say, oh, well, you know, it's the 20% of people that wouldn't have bought the domain without Boost. And that makes up for paying the extra 5%. But, you know, I guess it comes down to how much your domains are selling through Afternic. And there's a lot of variables involved, and it's pretty much impossible to A-B test. But,
well,
I think it's a crock, and I think that it's bad behavior. And I think, in my mind, I mean, straight up, look, I don't really hold back ever. And I speak my mind, so I don't really care. And GoDaddy can do whatever they want. But I think that somebody should file another antitrust lawsuit against GoDaddy for this exact thing. I think that they are trying to monopolize DNS by forcing all domain owners to put their domains on some form of GoDaddy DNS. I think that that's anti-competitive. I think that they are creating punitive... they're taking punitive action against people who do not comply. And I think that's clearly against the law. So I think that they should be punished for it. I think that they should actually just step up and do the right thing. And oh, if Boost is something innovative and it works, well, then you should apply it to everybody on Afternic. And we only apply it to domains that are on Fast Transfer, or we only apply it to domains that are on GoDaddy's name servers. Fair game,
right?
But you can't just wholesale say you have to opt into Boost. You know, if you want to, you know, you have to opt into Boost and you have to be on a name service, otherwise you're paying, you know, an extra 10% or 15% commissions. Get out of here. That's literally, that's just disgusting to me. It really is. That makes me aggressive. Well,
I mean, I think that there's something to be said for, is it greedy, is it manipulative, you know, is it exploitative? You know, I don't know about it being illegal, right? I mean, it's a commercial enterprise.
I disagree.
That can kind of do what they want to do.
That's acting anti-competitive.
Well, I think that's an interesting question.
You mean, they're buying up Dan all the competition. They're buying up all the competition, shutting those businesses down, and there's only one freaking platform you can list through meaningfully to get any kind of reach, and they are they're creating punitive action against anybody who doesn't get on that platform, and even more punitive action if people aren't even upgrading to pay another 5%, even though I'm on your platform, even though I'm using your name servers, but you want me to use Boost? Stop it. That's anti-competitive. It's monopolistic. You should be punished. I think the CEO of GoDaddy should be freaking removed. He doesn't even understand that GoDaddy's a domain company.
No, stop.
GoDaddy is a domain company. And some reason, the CEO of GoDaddy believes it's an AI company now. Oh, isn't that cute? So,
his stock price has been going up. So his investors are happy.
I hear you. But why is the stock price going up? It is for two reasons. One is that there is a macro trend of up. Two is that they are, you know, basically artificially inflating their price through selling off assets, which is not a sustainable path to revenue growth. It's a short-term, you know, solution for revenue growth. So I don't know. I obviously am a completely uninformed third party, and I have no idea what's happening on the inner workings of GoDaddy. As you said, their stock price is performing wonderfully. It's at an all-time high. And so I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure the GoDaddy investors are happy. I do not see it as a sustainable path, and I think that my interest is as a domain name investor and as a member of the domain name community. And I think that GoDaddy's behavior is punitive towards the domain community, and it is inappropriate. And I think GoDaddy needs a little gut check on what they are as a company and who it is that makes up their their revenue.
Maybe they should care about us and they should be
Well, I remember when, you know, they
pivoting into whatever bullshit they're trying to do. I don't know. Maybe that's true.
Or what they could do is do the Google PPC model, and just since they've got the demand and the traffic coming in, they make it like almost auction style. Like, how much can we squeeze these guys?
They must have had a meeting. They must have had a meeting with Andy Booth.
I'll pay 70%. I'll pay 80% for that lead. You know what I'm saying? And like, just why stop there?
It works. Go look at the other way.
Give me maybe we only deserve 20% of the sale, and they'll take the rest because they're I do remember when.
Listen, here's the deal, okay? I am a purely capitalistic individual, purely, okay? And if I was the CEO of GoDaddy, I would do everything I could do to maximize my stock price, maximize my revenue, and maximize my earnings. 100%. I don't fault anybody for doing, for acting in the interest of the company that they represent. That is their duty. Hats off, more power to you. The problem I have is that I think that some of the actions that are being taken are short-sighted, and I think that it is, in fact, unethical or potentially even illegal to be taking these anti-competitive strategies to the domain market, and I think it's inappropriate. At a minimum, it's inappropriate.
I'm going to say it's. I'll characterize it as biting the hand that feeds you, because
that's it. That's what I was trying to say, but in a bit more elegant way.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if without our inventory, they don't have anything to sell. Right. So, I think short-sighted, is probably the best characterization of it. And you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It puts a bad taste in my mouth. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, me too.
That's what she
obviously.
<.com>.
Oh man,
I'm sorry. You can't, like, what are you talking about, man? You know what I'm saying? You guys are going off. I gotta at least do something. I'm trying to like keep myself busy over here.
Hey, look, I think I'm with you. I think the idea that, hey, we've created this thing that's effective, that works, but you know, you got to pay extra for it. Is it capitalism? Is it exploitative? I don't know. You know what?
Right. And I'm, so again, their stock price is doing very well. The CEO, I'm sure, is very much loved by the investors, right? The private equity that put the money in. And, you know, so it's working from that front. But on the other side though, if you're continuing to alienate the people who are kind of contributing to your success, then I think that's a recipe for not a good future, right? Sure, and maybe domainers aren't a big part of their success, right? That's what I think they're going to push their pushback on is like, hey, we don't make, this is not where we make our money. So I don't know if that, you know, how much of us contributes to them. But for sure, for the aftermarket, they wouldn't have anything without the domainers, without the inventory.
Yeah.
So the question is, how much of their, you know, revenue is driven by sales? That's a different story. I don't know.
Well, but I think it was down last quarterly report.
Yeah, which was last week or the week before. Aftermarket revenue was down.
Yeah. I don't know if they said. Hold on, let me think what I could say. I got to remember my conversation and remember who said what when. I will say that that Turn Commerce and Huge Domains not participating was a huge blow. 6 million domains, big money. That was a big deal. They, you know, we all competed in these auctions for expired, and they were there a lot, right? Their bots were there.
Hey, so, Namecheap pulled out too. Namecheap isn't running their inventory through GoDaddy's.
Right. So at some point, if you keep alienating everybody, like you're going to take
it. I run the list every day. You know, I have for 15 years. The GoDaddy list is as small as it's ever been when it comes to expired domains. I see it every day.
By the way,
110.
That's just one side of it. That's just the expiry stream. I'm talking about.
I'm just saying they're both sides are being hurt, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Drew.
I had some pretty harsh words for GoDaddy and the CEO and blah, blah, blah. None of that's personal. This is business. And it's exactly what Amar said. You know, everybody's going to push until the door comes back and hits him in the face. I have a feeling we're at that point. I hope we are. And maybe GoDaddy will turn around and do the right thing. But, this type of behavior, it's literally like biting the hand that feeds you. You're going to just turn off enough investors that eventually you're going to wake up and you go, oops. And then it's going to be too late, because what you're doing is inviting the opportunity for somebody else to come and innovate you away.
And I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think when you look at, who is a company supposed to serve, right? And it's, who are its stakeholders? Who are the important people in that equation? And if you're doing everything just to satisfy the street or your investors, I mean, that's fine, I guess. But, really, you should be trying to satisfy your customers. And I think that goes exactly to what you guys are saying, which is, who are their customers? I know when Aman came to NamesCon a few years ago, there was a lot of talk about, we love domain investors, you guys are so important, this, that, and the other thing. We haven't seen him since, what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. And they're trying to pivot around, they've got this enormous customer base, and they could probably milk that for a long time before, what is going to ultimately move the needle? At some point, you've laid off a bunch of people, you've ignored a key customer component. And when do you start to feel that pitch? At some point, it probably does rear its ugly head, So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, here on As the Domain World Turns, So it's good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, that's a domain game. Congratulations to Mar. Big win. 2 in a row, 3 in a row. Lots of merch coming your way someday, somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? I got you, dog. I got you. That was good.
You know what? I don't think Drew will approve this, but I think it would be cool to do a Sherpa paddle.
Sherpa paddle?
Or like a pickleball paddle.
Yeah. Oh. For what, at the ICA? Sponsor the paddles?
Yeah, do like a nice paddle, and do a giveaway or a competition or something. That'd be pretty cool.
What's a small print of paddles? Like, what's my minimum?
I
think you gotta probably print a lot of paddles.
No, I think you could probably do smaller. I mean, look, they're not gonna be world class paddles, but they're good. They'll be good. You can give them away at the Cuba Cup coming up.
Cuba Cup paddle sponsored by Media Options. Josh might have some insight too as to, a vendor or somebody to use for that. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's up.
Does a sticker affect the play? Can I just throw
exactly?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you think about a paddle, what do you call it? Paddle racket? What is that even called?
They call it
paddle paddle.
It's just a paddle.
Oh, paddle. Oh, you're saying
paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, and some people,
I got my paddle.
And some people refer to playing pickle as playing either pickle or paddle, right?
But he's saying
paddle. Paddle.
What?
Pedal.
I think this is going to be the opening pickle right here.
Of Schitt's Creek without a paddle? Right. I don't know.
Paddle.
Peter picked a pick a pack of pickled peppers and pickled paddles. So we got the Name Jack and the Jet segment coming up, and let's run through our list. We're kind of over time or right on time. So, all right. Well, we've got our list.
This is the segment sponsored by NameJet. We're going to run through a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can go to domainsherpa.com. You can pull the list from the site, which has the domain, the SBOT appraisal, how many back orders as of the date that we record the show, when the order by date is, so that you can put a back order in and make sure that you follow the auctions, all that good stuff. Not financial advice, but let's get into Amar. Let's start with you. And
yeah, so I was just saying, I thought this is kind of a terrible list.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about the names. So we've done a handful of Domain Sherpa reviews kind of in a row, right? And I think what happens when we do that without sprinkling in too many rabbit holes and other types of shows, you know, the list gets a bit diluted this time of year. But is there something about, is the NameJet, which is effectively the NetSol and a few of these other expiry streams, are they thinning out, right?
You're saying you're 100% they are. 100%.
So.
But they still, like, you know, some weeks they have good, you know, good.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually was
NameJet, stop your Ozempic.
Yeah, I thought, Drew, I thought you were going to be bidding me up on Olden, but I ended up getting that. I thought that was going to go.
Well, I saw you were the lead bidder, and I was like, I'm gonna let Mar have it.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised that I got it for what I got it for.
Which was
a little under 10K.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, great name. Great name.
Olden days.
The olden days. Mm-hmm. So on this list, I guess, I mean, I don't, there's just.
So you have names you wouldn't even put the $69 bid in on?
Oh, no, of course I would. I'm just saying, I don't think that, is there anything really great? I guess.
Homeboy's about to just take a straight pass on the NameJet list. You know what? Let's go ahead and kick it to Shane.
Let's go to Shane.
Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of names.
Wow, it might have never happened before.
Yeah. I mean, I'll throw a couple of these in my portfolio. Like, I like Colors Nouns, Red Castle. For the right price, I'll throw Red Castle in my domain. That's what I look at it. Good. Simple color, simple keyword. I'll take them all day.
Yeah,
this is right.
I'll take
a five letter vowel consonant vowel ending all day. Like, they just, like, I don't even know how to say Shano, but those kind of names.
I mean, Shano, dog. I mean, come on, man.
Come on. At some point, you're like, you know, you were a Shano.
Yeah, Shano. Hey, Shano, come on, man. He's, you know, like,
never,
he's acting all like, nah, I've
never
done
this during college. I never had a nickname. They're like, hey, bro, what's your nickname? We want to throw it on the back of your pledge jersey. And I'm like, they call me Clutch.
Oh, yeah. They call me Captain.
So I had to come up with my own name. And they're like, you're not Clutch. We'll just put Culch.
We're going to give you Shano.
I couldn't even make my own name. But okay,
Shano. Yeah, Shano's good for him.
Shano sounds like Drano. You know what I'm saying?
That's a New York name. Yeah. Shano. Again, another one that I would take. Like,
yeah, if you had grown up in New York, you'd definitely be Shano.
Yeah, definitely Shano. Yeah. Clean Carpets, like on the side of a work truck all day, is a marketing name. Will it sell for $50,000? No, but will it sell for $8,000, $10,000, $12,000? Yeah, I think some. I always look for things that look good on the side. As a guy that has a truck, having your name or like Johnson's Cleaning Service isn't going to get their name. That's when you see QR code show up on the side of things.
You're so undervaluing that name for.
No. I agree with you. Yeah, it's. But Clean Carpets is, to me, it's a mobile service, right?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clean Carpets and Johnson's Cleaning Service both kind of feel like they'd go well together.
Yeah, also well played.
This will be cut out, but one of my favorite names is, you know, and I meant to have a fake t-shirt, is I have Carpet Liquors. And it's L-I-Q-U-R. So I have like this old, like, it's
a,
I made one.
That's actually a great brand. That's a great brand.
And I think I could sell t-shirts.
You got to put it. You got to put it in the right neighborhood. But
so, okay. On my way yesterday, driving through the desert, there was a liquor store. I was pretty impressed. It was called TNA Liquors.
TNA Liquors.
And that was the actual name of the store. And I'm like, wow, that probably only works here. Yeah, I don't think that works in a lot of places.
Marketing, right? Like, I think I could sell a lot of t-shirts of my company. Even if nobody bought any alcohol, they'd certainly leave with a t-shirt.
This is all about the marketing. You know who needs better marketing are buzzards. Buzzards. Them birds need better marketing. I'm on it.
Okay, let me give one more. And again, healthy travel. I think you're seeing more travel for medical, just because the United States is ridiculous. It's not just turkey hair, but you're seeing all kinds of medical travel now. So I think healthy travel is a huge brand, or could be a huge brand.
Okay, is there any name on that list, Shane, that would sell for $50K?
Yeah, no, I don't. No, I mean, I don't. I think you could price them at $50K, but I don't know if any would sell.
Right, and that I guess that's why nothing really got me that excited. Right, nothing. Is again, there's no just great names. Yeah. These are all inventory names.
Yeah. And that's maybe the reality. That's most of my portfolio.
What about, you know, I mean, some of this would also just depend on the fact that if there was a company that came along that, you know, was some other, you know, .net, .org, get blank, try blank, you know. What about a name like Beyond Today? You know, it basically means the future, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's like
how Kamala Sarah. That's like how Kamala Harris says the future.
So no, that's a 10K name on its best day.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't it Kamala?
Kamala.
I just finally started saying
after today. We don't have to remember.
Oof, man. Look, this is. I don't know what the name of this episode's going to be.
Listen, here's the deal. Okay, this isn't even a political thing for me. This is literally anti-war. Okay, so, Dick Cheney supports you? I don't even care who you are. I don't care what party you're from. If Dick Cheney supports you, I'm against you. Not only am I against you, but I think you're a loathing, low-life human being. You're a horrible human being. If Dick Cheney supports you, I care if Dick Cheney supports you in Little League. You are, like, you already lost. You're a horrible person. You literally lost the game of life. If Dick Cheney likes you, you suck. Period. It's like it's the easiest litmus test that exists on earth. It's like, Dick Cheney likes you? You suck. Period. End of story.
How do I find out if Dick Cheney likes me? Do I have to go somewhere?
Can we start a website?
Does Dick Cheney like me?
I have to, do I just call him or something?
You need Cheney checker. That's what you need.
But this Cheney checker.
Where do I stand? Electile dysfunction, I think, is what we're gonna go with. But
electile dysfunction. Did you just make that up or is that a real thing?
Made it up,
that's
right?
That's a
now.
Great term.
That is very
that's good. A great term.
That's
what we're dealing
that
with.
That
out
next
here.
Round. That's you're gonna sell that in 4 years or 3 years.
Let's see who's faster, me or Amar. Who's faster?
It's got to be taken. Like, there, you know, there's some guy in his basement that thought of that pun.
Wow. It is a thing. Electile dysfunction.
No it's way, a book. Right? It's available for $3,000.
Oh,
it's a book.
That's pretty funny.
Electile dysfunction. That's hilarious. That's a great domain. It's all worth paying $3,000 for.
Yeah, that is. To me, that's $3,000 just for the fun of writing on that.
Yeah, I paid a lot more for domains just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You have. In fact, even as recently as this this month. But we're not going to get into that.
Oh, wow. This is Dershowitz is the author. Electile Dysfunction, A Guide for Unaroused Voters.
Oh, okay. They really leaned in. No?
Oh, wow.
All right, Drew, let's run through your thoughts on the list, and then we're going to shut this show down.
All right. I mean, not a lot to add here. I really do like Red Castle, though. It's just, you know, just again, I think Amar's right. And I love that. I love that filter, actually. I love simple filters for everything in life. Like, you just run it through and make a decision. And I don't think there's any names on here that go for $50,000. And so, you know, just sort of another high level thing to think about when you're evaluating your portfolio is like, where are you in your domain career? You know what I mean? Like, I don't find myself every day buying names that are, you know, names that if I'm lucky over the next 5 to 10 years, I will sell for $5,000, $10,000, $25,000. And it's like, honestly, that's not really what I need to be doing, is spending my time buying names that I'm going to flip for $5,000, $10,000, or $25,000. I'm not saying that's bad business. That is an amazing business for 99% of people. But if I got to sell a lot of those for it to actually move the needle. I'm not saying that to pound my chest. I'm just saying you have to be intelligent about your own portfolio, about who you are, about what you're trying to accomplish. Where are you at? And, you know, it's not an efficient way to manage your portfolio. If you have a portfolio that's worth tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're spending the time, you know, buying domains that you might sell for $5,000, right? And so most of these domains are domains that I would sell for $5,000 or $10,000. And I still get pretty happy when I get that little, you know, afternoon email and it says you sold grand for $5,000. Don't get me wrong. I like that. It makes my day. I like it. But the reality is it doesn't move the needle, and it's not an efficient use of time. And I'd probably be better off allocating my time otherwise. But all that being said, I do like me some Redcastle.
Yeah.
And I do like me some Shano.
Shano.
I just hope Dick Cheney doesn't.
Yeah. Cheney checker is negative. You're in the clear. Yeah.
Well, listen, beyond today, safe we'll find out.
Being liked by Dick Cheney today.
Yeah. Beyond today, we shall know.
I'll take it from Drew, but no Cheney, please.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Domain Cheney.
Domain Shano.
Oh man, Domain Shano. All right, well, good stuff. You know, hey,
we'll be unburdened by today, beyond today.
Beyond today, we will be unburdened.
By today,
CyberSky. All right. Well, we shall see. We shall see. All right. Well, yeah. I think
you think our podcast gets censored if Kamala wins?
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
I think we'll offend some people. People excited.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game.
Yeah,
can't make everybody happy.
Well, and I think that's it. And this goes to what I was saying.
So before. We prefer to make everybody disagree. Unhappy.
Well, and we can, and we can disagree about topics and political.
We totally can. And for example, we could bring the CEO of GoDaddy and we would welcome you. We would love you to come on to the Domain Name Industries number one podcast in the world. And we would love to have a civil conversation with you and to get your feedback on why you take a certain approach. Why does this make sense to you? Why does this strategy make business sense for GoDaddy? We would love to have that conversation. We'd be very open to it. We would be very civil. We won't swear or make fun of, you know, any groups of people. We'll be super civil. We would love to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And none of this is personal. I love everybody.
What's up? Dude? We're just gonna leave it right there. Leave it.
It's all good. It's all good.
All good, baby. It was all a dream.
It's all good as long as you didn't go to a Diddy party.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole nother.
Then it's not all good. It ain't all good.
Did he go to a Diddy party? Did he?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, we need a Cheney checker and a Diddy checker. That's gonna be the new filter. It's like,
Diddy.
What about Diddy? Okay.
Cheney checker and a Diddy dial. You know what I'm saying? Like, where are you at on the Diddy dial?
A Diddy or
heavy
a Diddy?
You heavy Diddy or Diddy? Like,
yeah.
No, but it's D I D.
Okay, you went to the party. What time did you leave? What time did you leave the Diddy party?
Did you?
Were you out before 11:59?
Yeah. Well. Anyway. All right. Hey, listen. I want to say thank you to you guys for being on here today. Again, 100%. These are wild times, and it'll be interesting to see how a lot of this plays out. But I appreciate being in the room with all y'all, my homies. And thank you for taking the time. As always, to the audience, thank you guys for tuning in. I know, you know, different people on different sides of the fence and all that kind of stuff, but we truly are here for all of y'all out here trying to give everybody as much inside information and otherwise just talking smack for the benefit of doing it. And
but the only thing that really matters is the domain stuff. And, you know, we tie it all back. And, you know, I think we provided a lot of value. I think today we provided a ton of value about, you know, domain names.
Well, yeah, and we are in these tumultuous, interesting times. So I would continue to implore everyone to just be excellent to each other. And remember that, again, we can disagree about topics and issues, but, you know, we're all in the same gang at the end of the day. So you know, just keep that in mind. And yeah, so that's what's up. So go out, do your civic duty, whoever you're voting for. And if you're in the United States, at least. And if you're not, you probably still can sneak a vote in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe. Yeah. No, don't show your ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all good. And yeah. And no matter what happens, no matter who wins, no matter who loses, we'll still be back here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So we hope you guys will continue to tune in. It's all love. We appreciate y'all. Without you, there is no us. So we will be back, like I said, to do what we do here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, and we'll see everybody then. So peace out, everybody. Y'all be good.